So, Des, an unforgettable day for Letterkenny Rovers yesterday, winning the replay of the semi-final of the FAI Intermediate Cup. Obviously, you're hoping for another big day at the Aviva Stadium in the middle of May, but getting there to the final, what does it mean to be part of Letterkenny Rovers, and what does this now mean to the club?
For Letterkenny Rovers, this is a great achievement. A thing that we've set our sights on since we entered the Ulster Senior League in 1986, and it's been a long, hard road, many years of endeavour trying to achieve success in the Intermediate Cup, but always found many, many teams in front of us too hard to defeat, and it took us all that years now to reach our first ever final, and we will look forward to the up to the Viva with great pride and honour for the club.
And there'll be a great buzz around the club and particularly around the town now over the next couple of weeks, Des, in the build-up to this big final.
There has been a great buzz since we first went to Cork to play the drawn game from 2 weeks ago, and that continued right through until yesterday. Nothing but good luck messages, goodwill from people in the town, people that's not even associated with football, and wishing us all the best and hoping we can bring success to the town of Letterkenny, and it's richly deserved. When you see that they won the Tidy Towns, now we can win the FAI Intermediate Cup, so it's on a par with that.
And you're just one game away from possibly doing that. Desi, you've been with the club a long time, and it was an emotional day for quite a few people yesterday down at Lakeview.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. I mean, I was one of the founder members of Letterkenny Rovers, along with Liam Blake and Eunan Blake, and Liam was present there yesterday with Jack McLaughlin, another member of the playing team of many years ago, and they were steeped with emotion yesterday after the match. People like Jerry Meehan was our only player to be capped at international level, along with Liam Brady and Frank Stapleton of that era. And he was full of emotion too as well. So at the end of the match, the emotion run very high and deep with all the ex-players. And I must congratulate all the players that played with Letterkenny over the years. All came to make their presence felt, both vocally and in person, at Lakeview Park yesterday to wish us on and wish us the best.
And it is, of course, the current crop of players that are doing it on the field at the moment, Desi, and there's been big games under Eamon McConaghy in recent weeks, and there's a few more big ones to come as well, and that these players are meeting every challenge head-on.
Well, we appointed Eamon McConaghy in his second tenure as team manager to gather a team that will be capable of doing well in the Intermediate Cup looking forward, with a view of one week. And he's done that. He's assembled a great squad, and he's a great manager himself because he's been round the block many times. He's won the Intermediate Cups 2 in total. With Fannin, he's won every honour in the game at both junior and intermediate level. So we knew on his second time of asking that he was going to pull the rabbit out of the hat and push Letterkenny Rovers forward at intermediate level.